Now, we all know that your hidden attitudes to money and success can act like a dam cutting you off from the flow of riches that life has to offer. When we think about it, the vast amounts of money that circulate around the world, we can use the metaphor of a great worldwide river. So, if you'd like to get comfortable now, and if you have headphones, put them on, and take a moment to follow your own breathing in your mind. You can close your eyes. And just in your mind, watching the air rest and relax and begin to really soothe your body with deep calm and comfort. Just drifting through your mind. And that comfort drifting into your arms and fingers and relaxing those legs and even the feet can really have deeper rest now. And I'd like to invite you to imagine a huge flowing river of money. Just picture it, almost feel it, a huge liquid flow of cash moving across the world. You can see it in your mind's eye right now, flowing with trillions of dollars, more like golden molten lava than water perhaps, and all other currencies contained within it too, glinting gold, enabling all kinds of things to be done and built and maintained and experienced. So imagine the look, even the sound of this great and mighty river of money flowing miles wide and deep as an ocean, flowing right the way through the world now. Carving across continents, bringing life and activity to cities, sustaining people the world over. And we all have a relationship with this great river. We all go down to the banks of the river because we all need what it contains. Just as with a great river of water that have always attracted people to use and partake of its life-giving liquid. Now just take a moment to reflect on your relationship to this universal flowing river of money. How do you feel about it? Excited? Empowered? Skeptical? Uncomfortable even? Because some people, you might even picture them in your mind, put a tiny bucket into that river each day. And these are the people on low to average incomes. And yet other people somehow go down to that shining river each day with much bigger buckets. They dip those bigger buckets into that great river of money. And these are the ones on really big salaries. But their salaries are still limited by the size of their buckets. Now the third type of person who is rarer, the person you can become, doesn't just dip into the river, but they dig channels from the river, diverting some of it, so that once the irrigation channel is dug, their own river of cash moves towards them, where they choose, even when they're not working, even when they're sleeping. So they don't have to keep going down to the river each day, because a proportion of the huge river comes to them, bringing life to their dreams and plans, irrigating their life with plenty and opportunity for such good in the world, such adventure and freedom. And all those people who all relate to this river have all kinds of different thoughts and feelings about it, about that great river of money running, glinting through our world. Thoughts they've learned from other people, beliefs they don't even know they have. Some people feel they can't or shouldn't have a bigger bucket, and others feel that it's impossible to dig out their own channel from the flowing river. Such limited ideas. How do you feel and think about the opportunities this river presents in large part determines your future relationship with money, because once you begin to divert the flow of this huge river, then thoughts of a salary or wage disappear. You have money flowing in, just as early civilizations learned to use the great rivers of the world by making their own channels to divert the water, to irrigate crops, so they could grow more things from the river. And diverting some of this great river means that you can use that flow to grow your lifestyle or businesses, or opportunities for your whole community, as well as yourself and your family, so that you can really make a difference. And just spend a moment now as you relax deeply, just noticing the feeling of starting to carve out channels, even now, to begin to dig channels in your mind from this great worldwide money river that flows and nourishes. Feel that as a beautiful feeling, maybe in your hands or your mind right now. Okay, so you can just let your eyes open again and come back right now. So I ask you to think about money in future as a great river that always moves and is always there. And just as water can become stagnant if it stops flowing, this also happens with money if we don't use it either to create more wealth or to generate sustainable growth in some other way. It does little on its own. Now, this was just a quick relaxation session to let you dip your toe into the water. The sessions in the 10 Steps to a Seller Success Mindset are much longer, deeper, and each one addresses a very specific block to success, to develop the attitudes you need to bring your success in whatever way is right for you. I'll be in touch again soon to let you know what to do next, so keep an eye on your email inbox.